Chapter 8. They are all hungry, and there's nothing to do but go look for something to eat. Slowly, the group starts to break apart. Abdul and Alan head off to investigate the hillside where a group of trees have sticky bark. It catches flies and unsuspecting gnats. Alejandro and Angie and Atticus decide to go dig for treasure down in a field not far away. They think they smell something rotten buried there under a pile of dead branches. Alphonse announces that he's going to investigate the often stagnant stream by the sycamore trees. He believes it holds the promise of little toads and slimy salamanders. Ajax and Augusta and Alberta look confused as they wander off in different directions. Amlet's tail still has a crimp in the middle from the calamity on the cement path. It causes him to walk with a small hitch in his step. He moves forward a few feet into the darkness, but turns back. He then looks at his brother and sister. "I'm not afraid, but I do feel attached to the two of you, especially Apple Blossom." Apple Blossom's nose wrinkles up. "Don't pick favorites." Amlet shrugs. "Just saying, no offense meant." Antonio mumbles. "None taken." Apple Blossom grabs her tail and holds it tight. "You two go. I'll wait here." Amlet looks at Antonio. "Okay, then I'll tag along with you, Antonio." "Just to keep you company." But Antonio doesn't answer. A warm wind blows hard from the north. Apple Blossom shouldn't be cold, but she feels the hair stand up on her back. Antonio looks right at her and says, "Apple Blossom, you should come with us." The little possum shakes her head. Antonio is more insistent. "Please, aren't you hungry?" Apple Blossom whispers, "Antonio, I'm not acting right now. I can't. I just want to stay here." Antonio knows she really means it. He reaches out to reassure her. It isn't clear whether Amlet is performing, but he puts a hand on Apple Blossom's shoulder and says, "We'll stay close, right, Antonio? We'll be in the wings. We'll be watching." Antonio finally turns to go, whispering, "I'm not going to say goodbye because I'm coming back soon." Apple Blossom shuts her eyes, but when she opens them moments later, her brothers haven't gone far. Antonio and Amlet are looking back at her from the shadows. Antonio lifts his tail high in the air and makes it sway. Apple Blossom pulls herself up onto her hind legs to make herself tall. She raises her right arm and waves back, and then Antonio spins around and scurries off into the grass with Amlet at his heels. Apple Blossom's mind races. "I'm not ready to put on my own show. The most important thing right now isn't finding something to eat. It's finding a safe place. Cars don't climb trees, and dogs don't do more than jump and snap at lower limbs. People only go up trees when the sun's out, and they have tools in their hands. Or at least that's what Mama Possum said. Maybe if I climb a tree, I can look down at my brothers and sisters, and maybe even see Mama Possum." In the distance, she hears the sound of a car. The glow from the eyes of the beast lights up the world. It motivates her. Apple Blossom gathers her courage and goes, but she can't see Antonio or Amlet. The grass is too tall. She considers calling out to them, but making noise at night is risky business, so she stays along the edge of the bushes and does not venture out in the wide open space, which is the most dangerous place for any creature to be. Before she knows it, she's at the base of the tree in the yard next to a house. No owl has appeared from the sky and lifted her away for a meal. No dog has ripped off her head. She feels a wave of relief as she scrambles up the trunk into the shelter of the leaves. Apple Blossom's sharp nails dig into the bark, and her skill surprises her as she ascends toward the crown of the enormous tree. She doesn't stop even once. She might be the smallest of the A-baby possums, but she's determined, and she has good balance. Apple Blossom climbs higher and higher, passing dozens of branches and even a small hole where she spies the remains of a bird's nest. Finally, she is at the top. There, she wraps her tail around a thin branch for safety. Apple Blossom turns her gaze upward. She sees the starry night as a field of tiny lights. On the distant horizon, she locates the blurry edge of an orange moon. As her heart slows and her breathing returns to normal, Apple Blossom decides there's only one thing to do when she's afraid to perform. She has to always move forward, even if she feels small and alone in the world and not much of an actor. She has to find a role she can play.